And now it's time for our sermon from our very own Reverend Connie Beth Grady.
Good morning. I chose that song this morning. It's a little different than what we normally have. But things go on in the world. And I was thinking this morning, what makes the difference when we finally can make the step in the connection to know that we have something more powerful within us than what we are physically? And I've been speaking about signs and wonders and listening to the wind and listening to the birds. And I started thinking back in my life and people that I have known where when the transition made, where something happened, that they were able to find some kind of relief in some kind of a metaphysical way. And the first story I would like to tell you, so I'm going to tell a few stories. The first story I'd like to tell you is about my children's father, Tom. And when I was married to him, he was a Methodist minister. And he was having severe pain. He was having kidney stones. And they didn't have the ability to do the laser treatment back then. You had to have surgery practically all the way around you. He didn't want to have the surgery. He didn't have the insurance to have the surgery at the time. And he was so painful, he didn't know what to do. And someone told him, if you drive out in the country down this gravel road, there's a little lady that wears black all the time. She's got white hair, and it's always in a bun on top of her head. And she goes by Granny Jones, and she can put healing on you. And, you know, if you're in a lot of pain, you're apt to try anything. So he said, I'm going. And he went. And he was gone, and he was gone, and he was gone. And I thought, oh, what in the world is going on? So when he came back, he said, oh, I'm a lot better. I said, well, what took you so long? You know, I'm thinking, what has happened out there? And he said, I feel so much better. But I wanted to know how she could do what she did. And said she wouldn't tell me it was a secret. And finally, after I was there long enough, she trusted me enough to let me know what she did. But that I had to carry it on if she told me. And what it was just, she had a beautiful gift of healing. But she had what she would do to open up to that higher consciousness was to say the Lord's Prayer. She said, that way I know only good can get in there, and they call me Devil Lady, and I'm not the devil. But you see, when he had enough that he decided to try anything and to let go, sometimes that's when the help came. And the Stations of the Cross, while that doesn't seem so potent now, when it's you and it's at the time and there's no relief, it's pretty tragic. But I've been thinking about the Stations of the Cross. What Spirit has taught us about the Stations of the Cross is love over hate. Love always dispels hate. But faith over fear. And to have that faith in something that we can get over that fear of illness or whatever it is that we're going through. Because sometimes our illness is emotional. Sometimes our illness is spiritual. And it's always bigger than we can find an answer for. It's always something else out there. My children all know about healing, and they believe in healing. And there was a time when my son had a dislocated neck. His chin was back here. And he was all day that way. And he was put into the hospital. They couldn't get his neck back. He was in traction. He was in the sandbags. He was in there for about 7 days. Nothing was doing any good. And he used to call and say, I saw the big A. That means healing. Please, ask for healing for me. So, but he was living at home at the time. And he's a pretty extrovert. And so he got up out of his bed. He thought, if I just walk around. And he found himself sitting in a surgical ward. And he met this family. And their son had just fallen out of a tree and a stick had gone through his eye. And he was telling them, you know, we can put him on a healing list if he believes in healing. And lo and behold, they said, oh, we believe in healing. We're muscle. We're massage therapists. And he said, oh, can you help me? And they said, well, we could if it wasn't here. Well, let me tell you, my son has powers of persuasion. He's a Capricorn. I don't know if all Capricorns are like this, but he's like this. And he said, oh, I believe I'll do anything. So they went to his room, locked the door, and worked on him. And they called me the next morning, and he was to be released. Except by the time I got there, he had fallen in the shower and had to do the same routine all over again, calling the massage therapist. He was released again, and he went to them quite regularly. Well, sometimes when nothing else works and we let go, that's when the seeming miraculous things happen. The unexpected things happen. Another thing has happened in my son's family. His wife's brother, the last couple of weeks, has been fighting a blood infection. Something has happened and some enzymes collected on his heart valve. So whatever happened with that dislodged and went to his brain and caused an aneurysm last week. He could not have surgery because of the blood infection. So my son called, please put him on the healing list. He wants to be put on the healing list. Many of her family has called for healing too. Well, my son was out walking around somewhere because he and the brother-in-law are great friends. They hunt together, they play together. So it was really tragic for him too. And he was talking to this gentleman somewhere when he was on a break. An eating break. He had gone downtown. This happened in Methodist Hospital, Indianapolis, but he had gone to a little eating restaurant or something. And he had met this man from India. And the man from India, they struck up a conversation. He's kind of like me. If you're different, I want to know all about you. So he said, oh, man, you've got a beautiful ring on. Just a gorgeous ring, and I can tell it's handmade. And my son used to make jewelry as a hobby. And he said, yes, it was handmade by my friend, my family in India, and it's a white stone. And he said, well, it's beautiful. You must be blessed that your family made this for you. And he said a little while later, the man had gotten his car, turned around, came back, called for him over, and he said, I have something for you. And he said, what? And it was the ring. He said, oh, no, I can't take your ring. He said, no, the voice told me, you need the ring. It's a healing stone. I must give it to you. So on Facebook, his wife, he said, I'm going to take it to Danny. I said, well, loan it to Danny. Loan it to anybody that needs it. You be the caretaker. You loan it. Share it. So they sent a picture on Facebook with the ring right in the middle of his forehead. And Danny saying, I know that my head is going to be all right. And just a few hours later, they were able to have surgery on him. The infection got well enough that he's had the surgery last night. And he's doing well this morning. You see, maybe it's not the ring. Maybe it's the belief in something else. But when we look out and let go, when we least expect it, sometimes that's when it happens. sometimes it's not when we expect it. And my family knows, Linda knows, not too many other people know, because I never did it here. But it happened while this church was here. And I've had all kinds of sinus surgeries. And we used to have this couple coming here that would do John of God type healing. And they have been, Mona's had that. Reverend Dan and Connie Price from Michigan. And it was a two-day workshop. We've had them two or three times. And I had been to see John of God in Atlanta. I have not been to Brazil. Maybe someday. But this was not when they were doing the workshop. But I had something wrong with my sinuses and something in my nose. And it would drive my family insane. Because you can't blow your nose, but you've got to blow it very hard to get out whatever needs to be gotten out when you have a sinus infection. And it was just miserable. And this was the weekend that we had the Christmas bazaar when Connie came down and helped us make all those beautiful wreaths. And we were going home, and all of a sudden, I was so tired, I didn't know what to do. I absolutely didn't know what to do. And so when we got back to the house, we were going to have a glass of wine. I said, I can't have a glass of wine. Whenever I have company, I'm the last one to go to bed because I don't want to miss anything. I'm so thrilled that somebody's there. I want to know everything. I'm the last one. I said, I am so sorry, but I have to excuse myself. Well, what I didn't know is Connie said, Spirit's going to work on her tonight. I didn't know she said that. And early in the morning, maybe 3-4 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and Spirit was there. John of God calls it the entities. And they were working on my nose. And they showed me something. And mind to mind, I said, no wonder that's cartilage. It wouldn't come out. I've never had that problem since that night. Never have had that problem since that night. You know, there are things that happen sometimes when we least expect it. I had really given up on this and thought I had to live with it. My family thought, oh, God, we're going to kill her someday. And that's the truth, too. But, you know, I chose that song this morning, use me, O God, in any way. Because in each one of those examples, including the Indian, who probably wasn't a Christian or a metaphysician, probably he believed his way. Just a closer walk with thee that was sang this morning was sang by a Buddhist. You see, we're all family of God. We're all one. But each of those instances, someone was there able, when asked, to give of their talent to be used by that God energy, to be used with something to hold on to. And there's many, many other examples. But in this day and in this age, I want to say, there are many things tragic going on, but in the tragedy, there's so many blessings and unexpected signs there showing us, fear not, fear not, have faith. Don't look at the people who have hate. Replace it with love. Everything is all right with you as long as it's all right here. Everything is all right in your universe, in your world, as long as everything is all right here. And I always heard the best way to get over something yourself is to help somebody else. And isn't that the greatest pleasure and the greatest blessing? To be able to give something of yourself, even if it's a smile to a stranger. And this week, I got a call from Reverend Lori Patterson. And her nephew had been on the list for years. They told him 10 years ago he had 10 weeks to live, perhaps. He has a rare form of cancer. Matthew Beck, I don't know if any of you remember the name, but Matthew Beck was on over and over and over. He'd go through remission, and then it would come back. Where there's a new medical drug out that has not been approved by the FDA yet, but it has had remarkable results in the kind of cancer that he has. I don't remember what it is. He has just been approved for it. And he wanted to let us know the thank you for not letting him go in 10 years. And now this unexpected thing has happened for him, and his cancer had just come back, by the way. So he is thrilled. And then again, I met a lady who has a rare brain tumor, and she again was telling me, just a stranger, shopping. She was telling me she's got a rare brain tumor, and the longest anyone has lived with this brain tumor has been 13 months. She's just been approved for the same medication. It begins with an M, I think. And it reminded me of the prophecies of Spirit used to say back in the 70s. And Doris and Linda, I can't quite remember, but I think it was around 2016. It was 16 or 24. I pray that it's 16. That a cure for cancer was going to be just around the corner sometime during this time period. And I thought, there again, isn't it wonderful? And is it wonderful that that medium that gave those prophecies so long ago allowed God energy to use her to give us some of these prophecies that we recognize what's going on today? So God bless all of you.